Hey, gang, Fraser Smith here. Joe Bartnick right there. It's time for Puck Off.
What is up, Fraser?
How are you, buddy?
Oh, just, we could talk 3 hours about the Penguins, but I'm not going to.
Wow. all my little notes I made today were Penguin notes. But I did see one thing that was very impressive was the send-off to Dupuis.
Duper. I mean, he got out. You talk about jumping off the Titanic.
Well, yeah. Maybe those tears weren't because he was leaving.
Yeah, and then, I'm sure you saw the right over the headline today was Flower is now out.
I saw that.
2 weeks with a concussion.
That's,
I mean, yeah. I have a headache, too, watching these guys, Flower.
Oh, man.
I don't blame you. If Gino isn't Jesus, we can't do anything. And, and he's playing his ass off,
It's just you guys have had a bad run there. Bo Bennett is now out for 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, Bennett
big
was
hit from
playing
Oshie.
Good. Yeah. What's funny about Oshie is I never really looked at him before. I saw him interviewed. He looks like he's like 10 years old.
He's hold on a second. I think my microwave is done. What was that?
We're all good. There you go. Johnny Bench is on.
Johnny Bench
is on top. It's like the goal signal.
Yeah,
like a false goal. No, waved off. waved off. Yeah, And then today, we traded. Well, first of all, we got rid of Mike Johnson because it's his fault that Sid's a baby.
Yeah,
So now we got Mike Sullivan in there. Mike
Sullivan with a tough debut.
Yeah, to go up against, what I thought was really funny was that Ovechkin said, sometimes it's not the coach's fault.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Ovi, the coach killer himself.
Yeah.
He's kicking you when you're down. But, it's funny, they didn't fire Tocchet, though. Tocchet stayed because he's friends of Mario.
Yeah.
It's why you can't fire legends, Joe Sakic. Even though the Avalanche are playing much better, Verlamov is playing much better.
Yeah, he is.
But, we traded Scuderi, and people are, thank God, now we got Trevor Daley.
What do you think about that?
I think it's a good trade. First of all, Rob Scuderi gave me an interview when he was an L.A. King. I love Scuds. He's a complete class act. It's not his fault they're terrible. I mean, it starts with Sid. It starts with Letang. But Daly's going to help. Daly's a good defenseman. He moves the puck. He's mobile. He can score. He didn't quite fit in Chicago for what reason, I don't know. I think, Chicago just has so many good, they have a top three that you can't beat Jarmelson.
Yeah.
And,
Keith.
Keith and Seabrook. So, they got young kids, and they probably just figured, we'll save $4 million. Scuds is going to be teamed up with Michael Roosevelt, which is really funny because they teamed up with the Penguins pre-Crosby. I mean, that's like they've been around for like 15 years.
Well, yeah, right. Scuds will be happy going to Chicago.
Yeah, and I'm really happy for him because he's a classy guy and he'll probably win ring number 4 or 3.
Yeah, probably. That's why he's happy about the trade.
How good Chicago looking? I mean, are you kidding me too?
Yeah.
Your boy Bickle, he would have had a goal, but Rasmussen came in there real quick. It was like going over the line. Rasmussen stuck his
man. Took Bickle almost had that.
So took a goal from him. But Corey Crawford, 3-0 last week with like a 9.89 save percentage and 2 shutouts.
He's playing great.
Yeah, and Anisimov making people forget about Saad playing great center ice, controlling that line. Panarin. Ridiculous.
Panarin is really a talented kid.
Ridiculous. He's like 21. He can't even speak English. I don't know if he can. Whatever. But, just came over. What more can you say about Patrick Kane?
Yeah, still going with the points.
Yeah.
26 now, I think.
It's them or the Kings. I know we talk. I mean, it's almost like why even do a podcast every year? Because it really is always them or the Kings. The Kings, they ran into the red-hot Ottawa Senators.
Yeah, they didn't do
night.
Well against the Sens last night, but they have been playing great, the Kings. But the Sens got them last night because that's a scoring team. Mike Hoffman, who we talked about last week, 3 points in that game.
Yeah.
This kid.
Hoffman's, they got a lot of good young guys. I thought they would take a step back this year, and they have proved me wrong. Hoffman,
they're
right there.
They're a goal-scoring team.
Yeah, you know, almost it seems like a lot of teams are. I mean, except for the Penguins. I mean,
and the Ducks.
And the Ducks. Toffoli scored last night, though. It's good to see him get off the schneid.
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught this, but and it's sad news, but did you know that Lucha's dad committed suicide?
No.
Beginning in over the summer.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And that's kind of why he kind of maybe got off to the rough
slow start. Yeah.
You know, a lot of things happened. You know, the birth of a kid and a dad. So that explains a little bit for the slow start, because now he is just, he's the train, man.
Yeah, he's playing great.
The D's kicking in, too, a little bit. I'll tell you.
Kings look great.
Honestly, Quickie's doing that. He's doing what Fleury's doing a little bit too now. And this is no knock on Flower and get well soon, please. But Flower, the last week or two, has been letting in the weird one. The easy, soft, weird one. You know, you make 10 great saves, but you let a squeaker
cheesy
in. It gives, and that's what Quick's been doing a little bit lately.
Quick's
been giving up the ones that like, not that one. Don't give that one.
But overall, they have been playing very well. And, you know, they lead the division by 10 points.
This division is...
I mean, look at that division, though.
I wish I could see that good phrase. The Arizona...
Second place for Arizona.
Coyotes
Can you
are
believe
in second
that?
Place. You know, and we always... We always slurp Max Domi, and we love the Duke. You see the Duke's goal? The Duke looked like Lemieux. Last week, the guy tackled him, and he still scored coming down on a breakaway.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But, you know, we're missing guys like Boddicker, man. Boddicker's a good kid, a good young player. He's lighting the lamp. They still have Oliver Ekman-Larsson. Doan's playing well. The old man, the captain.
Yeah.
They got Vermette scoring now. They woke Vermette up.
Vermette.
They must have thrown away his golf clubs. I don't know what happened to him. But
Vermette scoring.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it crazy? And now Edmonton's back in the race.
Look at Edmonton. Five in a row.
Five in a row. And McDavid's going to come back now. I mean,
wow.
The Nuge is starting to score. Got me in a stranglehold, baby. Eberle is scoring. The new Taylor Hall has always been the best of the guys that weren't Connor McDavid that didn't do anything. But I'll tell you what, Leon Draisaitl, that kid, he's the wingspan, the shoulders. He's going to be the Messier to McDavid. Probably not as mean as Messier. Nobody really was.
No, Messier. That's an awesome player.
Yeah, you know what I mean, though? Yeah. Just that.
Gritty and
eat
mean.
Eat like a vulture, eat your eyes out in the desert. But, you know, they're right there. And Sakara's playing better.
Sakara got the winning goal.
Yeah.
And Sakara's
playing a little better for them. Talbot stood on his head last night, had like
47 saves.
46, because Nielsen kind of took the net from him there. Nielsen was playing really good.
Actually, they've won six in a row.
Yeah, because Nielsen won the first, like, five of them. And then, well, you know, McClellan's a good coach. And then you got the Calgary Flames are coming
back. Look at the Flames.
Johnny Hockey woke, like, nine in a row, I think.
Is it? Yeah.
I think nine in a row. Well, the number one line scoring again up there now. And, you know, I mean, Johnny Hockey and Monahan are on fire. And then you got the defense. You know what happened? They just pushed they pushed the kid from Boston down a notch. They let Giordano scoring again. They put Dougie Hamilton.
He's not
getting as many minutes as he did. And now Giordano found his game again. He was hurt at the end of last year. I think it took him a little bit. Giordano's back on his game. Brody's back on his game. Hiller's playing a little better in net because Rama was saving him for a while up there, and then Hiller got back in there. So, all in all, the Ducks are in a world of pain.
Man, the poor Ducks, man. You know, they're in last place in the NHL in goals per game. They can't get a goal. And the rumor is they're after Van Riemsdyk.
Of Chicago.
Of the Leafs.
Oh, of the Leafs. Oh, yeah, I guess they don't need defensemen. I guess why would...
James. They're looking
James,
for James.
James, not Trevor. Yeah, yeah. Well... Who does Toronto, you know, I guess Toronto.
Well, they'd probably have to.
They probably want Gibson.
Maybe.
Well, they have four goaltenders.
Fowler.
Up there. They want Cam Fowler?
Maybe.
That's the
rumor.
They can have Cam Fowler for. I like James Riemsdyk.
They need someone to get a goal for him.
I was in the Twitter thing. I'm always in the Twitter thing, but someone was saying who they wanted. They, you know, the Leafs. Because you know how I always say Crosby's the problem. That the Leafs wanted, like, well, we'll take him, and who will you want? And they're trying to throw me everybody. And the only guy I really would like, I would take Komarov if I was trading with Toronto. But I don't think Toronto and Babcock would give up Komarov. But that's who I would take.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Ducks just have to do something, you know.
No one's going to take Haglund?
No. And now Nate Thompson's out for 3 games.
Yeah, what do you think of that hit?
I thought that was a little shaky.
It was kind of a little dirty. It was not nearly the dirtiest thing I've seen, though.
No.
I mean, and not to get back, but I mean, compared, how'd he get 3 games? Because that was kind of in the action. As opposed to, you know, what Dubinsky did to Sid.
True.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
I was more like, you know what? When I saw it, the first thing I thought was, he was just hitting him. And then when you slow it down and look at it, you're like, he hit him right in the head.
Yeah, that was a headshot.
Yeah, I like 3 games for that. But, you know, Thompson's not a dirty player, but I didn't, you know, that was a bad hit.
But it's just been a rough year for the Ducks. Everything that can go wrong has.
Yeah, Getzlaf has to wake up. I mean, what more can you say? And he's dragging Perry down. Perry was okay for a while, and now Perry hasn't done diddly poo either.
Yeah.
And if they're not going, then it all runs downhill. Your big guy's got to be your best guy.
Yep. And you know what happened there, because he was so great last year. We called him Superman. He was
for many years. It wasn't he wasn't just a 1 year guy.
He really was looking great last year, and all of a sudden, ever since that playoff game, the last game.
Yeah, it's like something. He just, you know, like it's like Steve Blass.
Yeah. Wow. And now the Ducks have put Khudobin on waivers.
Yeah, so now it's just between Hans Christian Andersen and Gibson and Gibby, and you know, and that's what's funny. They're not going to get better goaltending. I mean, I don't know what happened against Carolina. They kind of got blown out of the water, but you know, every other game I've seen, I mean, the goaltending's been right there.
Yeah, that's not the issue. They got to get some goals.
They got to get goals. You know, to me, it's like depends. Everything's on the table. I don't know. Where you're at, I don't think anyone's safe, other than you know, Getzlaf, Ryan, or not Ryan, Perry, and I'd say Kessler. I think everybody else has got to be on the table.
I would think at this point they got to do something.
But my thing is, where would you? I guess Van Riems, like, you play him with Kessler? I don't know. I mean, how many? I don't know. That's a tough one. Well, you know, Stamkos is going to be. We're taping this actually a day early. We're taping it on Tuesday. You know, Stamkos is going to be in Toronto tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting because that rumor is still out there.
And that rumor's out there, and Tampa Bay is. You know, Tampa Bay's. You know, they're treading water.
Yeah,
they're without. They're without, you know, they're without your buddy. They're without two-thirds of the triplet line.
Is Johnson still out?
Johnson's out. Palat's out.
Palat, oh, man.
Drouin is out. Another good young player.
See, that's a lot of good guys to have out.
Yeah, and they're messing with Stamkos.
Well,
they're really playing with fire. I don't get
that. And the rumor is that Stevie Y is going to be asking Stamkos for trade options.
Well, you break a story every week.
I'm telling you, man. Well, remember last week I told you.
You're like the guy from Bonds. You're like Jose Gomez or Pedro Gomez. You're on the Bond. You're on the Stamkos beat.
I'm like Perez Hilton. They had Stamkos liked a thing on his Facebook.
Right, you broke that last week.
And then unliked it when everybody weighed in.
Right.
But, yeah, it looks like he may, you know, who couldn't use him?
Yeah,
why the Ducks go after him?
What would you take Stamkos for Getzlaf? Getzlaf and Fowler for Stamkos?
Last year, no. This year, yes.
Yeah. I might do.
I would never think I would say get rid of Getz, but you know,
because it's going to take more than just Getzlaf.
You know, it might be good for him though too to get a change of scenery. He's clearly still a great player. Something's going on. Maybe he, you know, come alive going somewhere else. I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be hard to say. I don't know. I would. I like. Oh, there you go.
See, the dog thinks better the off Mets, for the trade.
She hates. Mail season. I would take I think I would take Stamkos. And you know how much I love Getzlaf.
Oh, I know.
I think Stamkos shows me a lot by moving the wing, not bitching. Jumping in front of slap shots, not bitching. Not that Getzlaf ever bitches, but he shows me a lot. He shows me that intangible thing that Getzlaf has. Because before, I'd say Getzlaf has way more intangibles.
Yeah.
But this year, I think Stamkos has really stepped up.
Well, I don't think Getzlaf is lesser of a player. I just think he's having he's off for some reason right now.
Well, I think he's the highest end. I think Stamkos is a little more creative and has a way wicked slapper and wrister. But now you're saying, who do I want to go in the corner, or who do I want in that face-off circle with a minute left against Kopitar or Jonathan Tate? Well, he screwed up Jonathan Tate's, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a toss-up, but maybe it, I mean, you know, it's a toss-up, but right now, if you could say, but I see the thing is Getzlaf is signed, I think, for a pretty reasonable. I don't know if he's five. I bet he's signed for like $7 or $8 million, and Stamkos wants like 10 or 11.
Well,
you got to get somebody in there
that can put the puck in the net. That's what you
right.
Need
well,
right
you're
now.
Really, yeah. Well, you're really swinging the hatchet. You're a proactive but an activist GM.
I am.
You're ready to move.
I want to make moves.
You're ready to ditch the captain by Hanukkah. You're ready to throw the captain under
Hanukkah's
the,
already started. Yeah. Listen, I love Getz, you know, and
No, everyone does. I know. I'm just,
a super talented guy.
Yeah.
He's great. The only thing is change of scenery sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean,
I think if you can do Van Riemsdyk for Fowler though, I don't.
You like that move?
Yeah, I do like that move. I think because I think Van Riemsdyk can play. I think he's a scorer.
They just need
a scorer. I think he'd really do well in Anaheim. You put him with change of scenery. You put him with Ruby. Sorry, fellas.
Ruby doesn't like that trade.
Ruby's a big Getzlaf fan.
Yeah.
I think you then maybe you put Perry with Kessler, and Kessler heats up. I mean, that's got to be a good line too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Cam Fowler has a lot of high potential and everyone loves Cam Fowler. They have a lot of young defensemen that can move the puck. I mean, play the prey more. I would make that move. In other underachieving people we love, the Winnipeg Jets are hanging on because now Colorado heat up Varlamov. Thank you for my fantasy team.
Yeah,
is playing a lot better. So Waz collar's a little looser. They get Landeskog back. They're playing a little better in Denver, and now the Jets. I mean, the Jets are in trouble, and now somebody just released. It's the first
I saw that
first sign of a bad
where all the guys want a big deal.
Yeah,
and well, I was thinking the wrong time to ask for that.
Well, that you know who released that though? That someone in the team. That's. I mean, that's just because everyone knows Bufflin wants big check. Everyone knows that the captain Andrew Ladd wants a big check. Everyone knows Trouba wants a big check. Yeah. So it's just. Why would the team releases that now? So that to me means someone's going.
Probably.
And yeah. That to me means line up for Buff.
Man.
Because Trouba's younger and a little more offense than Buff and younger.
Right.
Ladd's your captain. Ladd wants a lot of money, though. Ladd wants like $7 million. Ladd, $7 million. I don't know.
I don't know.
I wouldn't pay that for Ladd.
You really think they'd let Buff go, though?
Yeah, I do. I wouldn't, and I don't think it's the smart thing to do, but I think they have a lot of defensemen, and Buff wants a lot of money. They got big bruisers. They're not. I mean, he scores a lot of goals for them, and he's good. He's damn near great.
Yeah.
But I think that he's a little bit older, and I think you can't give everybody all the money they want. And yeah. I think they can get a lot back. I mean, how much would...
Where would you see him going?
Detroit.
Oh, man. If we got him.
Pittsburgh. Unfortunately, Philly.
Yeah.
I could see him in Philly because they have a lot of... They have a lot of younger forwards that don't make that much you need to have a lot of
he's a Philly type player too.
Yeah, and I think he would help anybody, but I think there's some younger guys on that team that I think you can coerce.
Do you think that happens this season?
Yeah, I think it happens soon.
Really?
I do.
Wow.
I mean, I think definitely by the deadline.
Do you think Stamkos happens this season?
If the injuries, right? If Tampa falls out of it a little bit, yes. If not, no. Because how can you? How am I going to say this? I think that they are. I think if they're in it, and. I think if everyone's playing well and Stamkos is playing pretty good, and they can get Van Riemsdyk and Komarov and two other guys for Stamkos, then yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, oh look, we lose Stamkos, we got four more guys that can play.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean. But yeah. If he's the whole team and they're in it, then I don't think they can.
They got a lot of good guys out.
I mean, is Stevie Y sold on Tyler Johnson, who's the size of my daughter? Wow. Is he sold on Palat, who's been hurt now? Is he sold? I mean, who's?
Yeah, but I would be sold on Johnson because you look love at how he played.
You love Johnson, but he's not a big guy. He's hurt.
Yeah. Well, you're right. That's right. And Palat is an awesome player too.
I think Palat. And I love Kucherov is saving him right now.
Yeah.
Kucherov and Stamkos and Bishop. Bishop has played amazing.
The much maligned Bishop has played great.
For saves of the week, I could have taken 10 of Bishop's this week.
Yeah.
More than Lundqvist.
He's been playing
more
great.
Than Flower. He's been amazing this year. Him and Holtby have been the two best goaltenders I've seen this year.
Yeah, but Holtby's having a great year, yeah.
But, you know, Kucherov and Stamkos are the whole team. So, I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, you can't really make that move now. I don't.
You know what I tell Stamkos? If there's a real problem, then just go right now. Just go right now. Because what's the point of dragging?
Well, it's clear to me when he said that he liked the idea of going to. I mean,
it's clear to me when they signed Cooper before they signed Stamkos. So yeah. I think you should make the deal. I think they should make the deal now, or you say. Here's 10 million for 8 years or whatever. 10 million 8 years. Is that what you want? If that's not what you want, then we're going to trade you tomorrow because this is just
it could hurt a team when it's on the bubble like that for a long time.
I think he's going to go.
I have a feeling he's gone.
He's going to go. You know what? He traded St. Louis.
Yeah, that says a lot. And you know what? I think Buff's gone too.
I think Buff's gone.
Yeah.
You know, another place Buff will look good in is Ottawa.
Oh man, yeah.
I think because now they got Hollaback's a good goal. He's a good young goaltender. I think they may have found their goaltender. Before I thought goaltending is what was going to be needed to get him, but now I think it's just because Senators got some young guys.
They got some guys. Yeah.
So they can give up, you know, they can give up like a CC or a you know on D and like a forward, maybe like Pajot.
How about Mike Hoffman?
Yeah, can't
can't give.
I don't
up.
Think I trade. I don't think I trade Bufflin for Hoffman. To be honest with you, I think Hoffman's played two great years.
I keep Hoffman.
Yeah, and that's how much I love Buff.
Yeah, but Hoffman's great.
Boston is on fire.
Boston's playing great, aren't they?
The Oilers stopped, and they had 13 points in a row, I think, games with points in a row. Yeah. I mean, Claude Julien should be coach of the year with that team.
Man, we never guessed it.
No, and Marchand's playing amazing.
Going into the season?
They're doing it with, you know, I'm not saying they're doing it, because Krejci's cooled down.
I don't know how they're doing it. It's good coaching, though.
Yeah, your division is got really tough.
It's a tough division.
Because now Yager's on the outside. Look, he's on the outside of the playoff picture.
Yeah.
Which can only mean one good thing.
Wouldn't you love that? By the way.
Yager watch. How great, you know, too late, 1 year too late, Rutherford. Remember last year? Oh, we want Daniel Winnick. Daniel Winnick was a -9. We could have had Yager.
By the way, a Yag's asterisk. He's only 10 behind Brett Hull right now for third place all-time goals.
He clinched fourth. He passed the great Marcel Dion.
Yep.
This week.
Who I always loved.
Yeah, Mr. King. I would love to see him stick around and get second. I would love to see
him. Well, he's got 70 goals to go to do that.
Yeah, he could.
To beat Gordie Howe.
If he found the right place, he could do it. What's amazing now is he's on the first line.
Yeah.
I know how much. I mean, he didn't play in the first line for the last 5 or 6 years. He hasn't played in the first line since he was from Europe. Since he came back from Europe, he never played in the first line until this year.
Well, he might have a shot at that, but it's great to see him get up.
He'll definitely pass Hulley.
The one, or he just did, or he will pass Hulley. You're right.
Yeah, he'll pass Hull this year, I bet.
Oh yeah, the guy no one will pass is the great one.
No, and very classy, because we were interviewing him about Patrick Kane. He's like, oh yeah, right, you know, that's what they're there for, you know, the records. It's just all fun and everything. You know, he's always classy, but you know, Kane's just ridiculous.
Kane's playing.
Since 2000 or whatever, since Lemieux's like 30 some. I think there's somebody's at 30, but Sid was like at 25. He just passed Sid, Kane.
Uh huh.
And that's how far Sid's fallen.
Wow.
You know, you can't even remember. I mean, that's how ridiculous Sid
what
was.
What is the all time points record?
Oh, in a row? Whatever, like 70 something, or not 70, 50.
Uh-huh.
55 or something. Whatever Gretzky was.
Was that Gretz?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and Gretz had like 71 goals in those 50 games.
Wow.
He had like 100 and some points. It wasn't like one, an assist on an empty. Nothing away from Kane, I love him. It wasn't like an assist on an empty netter.
Yeah,
it was like he had like 5 hat tricks in that streak.
Oh, there was a
crazy
couple seasons there where he was untouchable.
Yeah.
Gretzky.
Just ridiculous. Hey, I don't know if you saw this, but you're here's what the Penguins should do. I wouldn't mess with Detroit right now. You got Helm back. You see Helm, he got stopped last night on a breakaway. But he skates like he got shot out of a cannon, that guy.
Yeah, he's fast, man.
And then you got Larkin playing with Zetterberg.
That's a good combo. Larkin's going to be something else. No, I'm real pleased with the Wings.
You got to be. And Howard stepping up this weekend had a big game.
Yeah.
He got a win for you.
And by the way, Chad Johnson's save last night on the Wings. Unbelievable save. I got to give him.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't I didn't even put that in there for you. I was like, let that one go. For Disco. He's up in Disco.
I don't want to vote for him, but that was a big save.
Because he almost blew it. That was against Helm. Because he came down. He couldn't beat Helm to the puck, but Helm kind of, wishy-washy. But I think Helm was one of those guys, because I think Winnipeg has size. I think Helm was one of those guys that can get you buff. Well, I'll lay off all the because that's all we do.
Man, we love buff.
You know, I think he can get you buff.
Wow,
John Tavares picking it up again.
By the way, look at those Isles. Yeah, I think they won like 8 in a row or something. Is that right?
I don't know about that.
They're on a roll, though.
Yeah, Tavares is. People are getting on a little bit. He was slowing down a little bit. He got a Pozzo back on his line, and they're just killing it. And all the Nilsons, the Nelsons. They got Clutterbuck was out for a minute. Now he's back. Matt Martin, we love him. He's scoring. You know, I mean, they're going to be, you know, my old nemesis Tomas Grice has been picking it up. Halak is playing great, but Grice is playing good too. I mean, it's not really a controversy there. But
and the Rangers, who've played so well this year, are on a little bit of a slump right now.
Yeah, they got
Miles just passed them.
They, you know, playing a little, Yandel's playing a little too much, but you know they're getting people back though. Stepan skated today, and the very underrated their defenseman who I love, Klein skated today too. Uh-huh. So Klein pushes Yandel back down. You see Boyle I like, but he's an old man. Boyle and Yandel have been playing way too much. So you get Klein back, who he did some minutes. Stepan's coming back. Mr. Nash kind of cooled down a little bit right now.
A little bit. He had a good year though. Stepan's a great player though. Getting him back helped.
Yeah, you know, I mean, especially from coming back from the cheap shot. So it'd be good to see him back. They got Hank. They're not going anywhere. I tell you who's really picked it up though is the Capitals. Just keep surging more and more.
They got a team, but we knew they were going to be good.
We knew. I picked them to win the East, but you talk about, I mean, that kid, the kid that's off is, he's amazing, that kid.
That whole team.
Yeah, he's doing Malkin-like things, though, Kanetsov, just like, oh, you need a goal with 3 minutes left here. Here's your goal.
Yeah.
You know, even, I mean, doing, I mean, kind of, he's taking so much of the heat off of Ovechkin. Ovechkin just go, get his goals, get his, you know, since I'm on Ovi right now. Oshie's been a big help, too.
He had a couple goals last night.
My demise, but he's putting the puck in there. And then how good's Backstrom?
Yeah.
I mean, they're loaded.
That's a loaded team.
They're loaded. Yeah. I mean, you know, they're loaded. You know who's slipping, you know, from the loaded to the team slipping is now is a, you're missing Carey Price in Montreal.
Yeah, yeah.
Condon, the pressure broke in Condon there.
They're still on top of the division.
Yeah, but they had such a huge lead. I mean,
now Detroit.
Now Taharski is he's playing a lot more now, and you know Taharski is not Carey.
They need Gallagher.
You should be able to shut your eyes and think, oh, is that Price? Oh no, it's Condon. You can't do that with Taharski.
Yeah.
you know,
yeah, no, you're right. That's right.
Because they slowing down. It's like, you know, I mean, Ottawa's on fire. Boston's on fire. Your Red Wings are on fire. Like, you know,
Kings.
I'm just saying in the Atlantic though.
Oh, in Atlantic, yeah.
You know, they don't want to lose that home ice in the playoffs.
Well, no, what's happening too is that, well, you're right, but if they get Gallagher back, that's going to help.
Oh, is he? Yeah, but is he close? Or?
Yeah, it's supposed to be January, beginning of January.
Yeah. A
couple more weeks. They need him, man.
Yeah, they do. And you see who they got back, but they waived today. Our buddy, Zach Cassian.
Man, I saw that.
Yeah, Zach, he's came out of rehab right on the waiver wire.
Wow.
Now, you guys.
Couldn't a lot of teams use him?
Oh, why, the Penguins. I'd drive them.
We love him. I mean,
I'd hand him a bottle of booze. I don't care what. I mean, let's go. Stir up the echoes.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
Yeah. I mean, dude, he should play. The Penguins should pick him up.
Don't right you now. Think?
Yeah. Especially after last. I'll get into that with the awards after last. I mean, obviously we need five Zach Cassians, but I mean, yeah, if you want to add Bufflin to Detroit, that's one thing. But I would not mess with the Red Wings right now. Look at Richards is scoring again.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's all going for the Red Wings.
No, I'm happy
right
where
now.
They're at. They're looking good.
Our old buddy, speaking of drug dependency, or Jared Staal.
I saw that.
Was picked up by Minnesota.
Oh, is that right? He went to Minnesota. Okay.
Yeah, that's a great pickup for Minnesota.
Yeah, it is.
That's a great pickup.
Yeah, it is, because he can still play.
He can still play, and even if he can't, good for the he'll get, you don't think he won't get in Carter's face and Kopitar's face in the playoffs, even Backus's face, because they have to get out of the center. They got to win a round.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Tate's face. You know, he'll show up in the playoffs for that team.
That's a good pickup.
Yeah, I really, really like when Minnesota keeps chugging along there. They're right there.
They're still looking good.
I mean, Nashville's taking a dump.
Yeah, yeah. They haven't played like we thought they were going to this year.
No, I picked them on the edge of on the playoff edge. I think I picked them to make it just because of the defense.
They've got great defense.
And Neil actually is playing a little scoring and
he's a real deal.
And your guy's scoring over there, but nothing after you can't be a one line team today. I don't care how good Shea Weber is, and he's amazing.
He's amazing.
And Roman Yossi and Popeyes and Seth Jones, but they need more up front.
They might get stalled.
They should go after Van Riemsdyk. That's the team that should go after Van Riemsdyk.
Well, a couple teams could use him too.
Yeah, everybody, I guess.
Goals. Yeah, man.
Why is Ram? It's your breaking story. So what?
You know, I don't know what.
I mean, is just Toronto that, shopping Van Riemsdyk. He seems like he's the guy that's playing pretty good for him.
Well, I know. For whatever reason, that's the person that the Ducks seem to be interested in.
Oh, okay. The Ducks are putting that out there.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is and you know who's I think done. They're still there, but I think when we have their biggest fan Ian Bag in the next couple weeks, they'll be done as Vancouver.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. I mean, well, fortunately, if you're a Kings fan and stuff. But.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think you want them in because I think they're fun to beat.
Yeah. In the playoffs, you're right. They always kind of fade.
You don't want the Ducks. You kind of own the Ducks a little bit, but you don't want the Ducks. You don't want San Jose. San Jose could wake up and move. They could move the Rock and resurrect, you know. You don't want to play Pavelski and Marlowe and those cat Brent Burns. I guess Marlowe wouldn't go to Anaheim. I'm saying, why wouldn't they be after Marlowe?
I don't know. I still think a lot of teams would like Marlowe.
Yeah, it's the West is littered with the garage sale coming up.
Yeah,
very interesting.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be very interesting. I think the Rangers are going to be in the Marlowe sweepstakes.
Yeah, they might be.
Yeah, I think
a lot of teams would like him.
I think the Rangers are going to be in the Marlowe sweepstakes. I think the Rangers can move a few guys. They got some young wingers. I think they can be moved a little bit. I think Marlowe's going east because they're not going to trade him to the West.
No.
But here's what's killing Vancouver. They're 1-8 in overtime.
Wow.
Be it, shootout or 3-on-3. The Wild are 1-6. It's a little surprising.
Well, and it's important.
Those are important Central Division points.
Yeah, they are.
Well, just think of Vancouver. If they were 500, they'd be solidly in the playoffs. The way the Pacific is terrible. But the Wild are going to need those points. Anaheim 1-5. That and 1-5 in overtime shootout. That's really weird because
part of their problem.
Yeah, and that's literally Getzloff and Perry not getting off the schneid because, you know, they're out there the whole time, and, I mean, they're out there first.
Yeah, yeah.
First shift, third shift, last shift, puck behind Anderson. And then in fifth to last, Nashville's 2-5. And that's kind of hard to believe, too, because of just how you lose track of defensemen. You know, defensemen do a lot of the scoring. And you would think that Weber and Yossi moving up, and then you got Rene on the back end, you'd think they'd do better in overtime.
You'd think, yeah. They just had an odd year so far.
Yeah, they better. They got to do something, though.
After looking great last year.
Yeah, you know, one trick wonder. It's a shame. I wish they wouldn't have looked great. Maybe the Penguins would have Laviolette. They'll probably fire him now and we could have had him again. And Sullivan will be mediocre, you know, and then we won't get Laviolette again.
Well, I know the Pens are having their issues right now, but what I started to say at the top of the show, I was impressed with how they treated the Dupuis thing. That was very touching, the way that they gave him that send off. The fans in Pittsburgh are great.
They are great fans, you know. They're great. They're great at cheering at the tributes.
Yeah,
they left the roast beef carving table to come and say goodbye to Duper. It was nice. And you know what though? I can't. You know, I hate to knock him because you know they're selling out every game. You want to go eat your roast beef sandwich and not watch the first two periods? And who am I to say you're buying all the tickets? So you know,
Yeah.
What do you think of Glenn Sather night in Edmonton? I thought that real nice.
Yeah, that was real nice.
Yeah.
Glenn Sather, my buddy played for him, Husey.
Yeah. Did he go? Because I
bet Husey was there.
I heard they invited every single person to ever play in the Sather. Now, they didn't fly everybody in, but they say, you have a bar tab on us or whatever.
I'm sure he was there.
Yeah.
I'm sure Gretzky demanded it. That's Gretzky's buddy.
Oh, yeah.
And Sather did had some amazing years there. Look at those teams he had.
Five cups.
Come on, man.
I mean, he traded. That should be a lesson to Jim Rutherford. If Gretzky can get traded, Sid can get traded. Well, definitely Letang can get traded. Jesus. Letang has to get. I certainly don't mind seeing Letang not playing, but when he's hurt. But the fact he's not traded makes me sick. The other thing about the Vancouver is that you see Hamu's got the puck in the face. He's out 2 months.
Wow.
And he hasn't lived up to the hype of Dan Hamu's. He came from Nashville a couple years ago. And you're like, yeah. Oh, my God, he's going to be amazing. But, it's a lot. And they're kind of throwing in the towel because they're sending Virtanen back to the play for the juniors, to play in the Olympics or whatever the junior championship. So.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about that? Do you think Sedins are there forever, or do you think they're going to?
That's an interesting one because, it really hasn't worked. And they're great. I mean, how can you really say they're not? But at the same token, I don't think it hasn't worked. I think it's worked. It's not that they've been terrible there, but it hasn't put the team over the top. So maybe at some point you do move them.
Yeah, it's hard. I guess you probably can't break them up, right?
Yeah, I guess you can.
And that's a lot of money. That's like someone's taking on at least, whatever, at least 16.
I was just thinking that. Do they have to go
16,
as a package?
At least 16 million.
Yeah, probably. And
I don't know. I think that I would. If you asked me to pick, I'd take Henrik over Daniel. I think Henrik has a little more to offer.
Well, I think they're still fan favorites there in Vancouver, but it hasn't put the Canucks where they want to be.
No, and it's almost like with them, maybe with them they'll hit rock bottom. You kind of got to hit rock bottom. That's kind of what I'm not throwing in the towel yet this year, but if Flower's out for an extended period of time, I'm ready to throw in the towel. Like, and hit rock bottom and just get rid of some guys and starting fresh.
Do you like that thought?
I you have to. Being mediocre is nowhere in the NHL.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good point.
And I like some of their young guys. I mean, they run into Hansen. I like Hansen. I like some of their young guys in Vancouver, but I don't know. You know who else we don't talk too much about, but really putting a nice job is John Hines in New Jersey. He is the head of the Penguins.
Well,
they are
playing pretty well. They're playing well.
Zajac's not playing, and Henrique are both out. If you would have told me that the Devils would be ahead of the Penguins, and Zajac and Henrique are out, they're number one and number two centers, I'd be like, I would think that Crosby and Malkin were both hurt.
Yeah.
Literally.
No, I know what you're saying.
And I don't know. Schneider got ran on Sunday, but before that, in the last 100 games, Schneider had the best stats of anybody, of any goaltender.
Wow.
Regular season.
Right. Wow.
That's so impressive. I mean, that's when you think of the regular guys, Price, Hank, Holtby, and then you think of the guys that just last year were ridiculous, like the Hamburglar and Dubnyk. You know what I mean? I mean, that's impressive for Schneider.
That is impressive. And they are hanging in there.
They play with passion. And they're a bunch of journeymen.
Yeah, that's what's cool about it.
Yeah. They play with, that's what I don't see that the Penguins play with. That's what I don't see the Ducks playing with. That's literally what I don't see the Winnipeg playing with half the time, which they played with all the time last year.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good
point. That's what you see. That's what you see Arizona plays with passion.
Yeah, they do.
The Capitals play with passion. That's what I haven't seen the Rangers play with that much this year, as much as I as much as you kind of are used to seeing them play with.
Well, I think especially lately, they got off to a great start.
Yeah.
And they'll be back.
But teams are so close in this league. I mean, you have to play with passion.
You really
can't,
do.
Can't go out there and go, who are you going to beat going through the motions? Look at Buffalo. Buffalo will beat you.
Buffalo
not
will
to
beat
throw
you.
Salt in the wound.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
You know, but I mean, you know.
No,
I mean,
but I did see that. You're right. Even a team like Toronto.
Yeah.
They're on their way up.
Yeah. And they're I mean, you know, a Babcock team is never not going to play hard.
Right. But you're right. Even some of the Colorado's had some playing a little bit better.
Yeah.
Toronto's playing a little bit better. Even those bottom dwellers can, you know, jump up and beat
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I mean, it's all reversed. Colorado's playing. The Central's ridiculous. And I'm really happy that Chicago turned it around the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, heaven forbid they don't make that'd be a crime.
No, they're in, and we knew they were going to.
Yeah, but, you know, it gets a little scary over there. You know, St. Louis, I mean, St. Louis got goaltending now, and, you know, even though, you know, Captain Kangaroo, the sky is always falling in, they win a lot of games.
Well, and Dallas is just running away with everything.
Yes, but you know what? They're starting to fall into little Dallas's way they play, though. They're starting to slip a little bit. They're starting to not
still lead the league, the entire NHL in points.
No one loves Lindy Ruff more. I love him more than his wife. He better have a couple of days off and run a practice, because they're letting lesser light. They let Calgary back in. They let Oilers back in. They lost some of these games. They let Arizona back in the other day. They're not back checking like they used to. You can't outscore people in the playoffs.
Well, that's true.
Did you run into Corey Crawford and Keith and Seabrook?
Yeah,
you know, defense. And you run into Quickie.
Defensive goaltending is key in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. And you're not going to score 5-6 goals. And Sagan, you don't think teams that scout you? You don't think teams run tape by game four? They don't think they've seen a few things? You know, yeah. I love Dallas. I want the best for Dallas. But
no, I know you do.
They're
and I know what you mean. They're
Spezza and those and Hemsky and those guys. You got to escape. You got to go back. They're giving up too many gaps. They have Klingsberg's a good defenseman. They got some good defensemen back there now. And oh, do you? But if you're backing up, you know, you keep backing up because you're getting no back checking. You're going to give up goals. Well, that's what the Penguins. I mean, look at the. I hate to give, but look at the Penguins. Sid, late. Kessel, late. Coming back. So then you end up retreating. Like, the Penguins defense looks like the French army. All they do is go backwards. At some point, you got to step up.
Well, back check.
What do Keith and Seabrook do?
They back check. They get back.
They step up.
Well,
they step up at the blue line. And then you know why? Because Hossa and Panarin and everybody on Chicago, even Patrick Kane, they back check. You close the gap, it turns back the other way. If you don't do that, you're not going to win. You're not going to win in the NHL.
But what I mean about Keith is he's all over the ice.
Right. Yeah. Well,
he'll go back and save a play.
Right.
You know, but they think defensive. He's a defenseman, but they have a defensive mindset even for their forwards.
Yes, those guys, they all come back, and it means there's no gap. It's called gap control. That's what the Penguins do not have. All the D-men are just scared, and they're all just going backwards. What do the teams that are good do when Boston's on their game, right? Bergeron, Marchand, Krejci, because Julian demands it.
Yeah.
They're back-checking. So then what can happen then? Then your guys, McQuaid, Chara, can come up. You can guard the blue line.
Yeah.
That's how you play defense.
You know you got help.
And if you don't do that, you're never going to win.
Well,
that, I mean, that's and it's those teams that don't do that that don't win. That's
so you're saying Dallas is sort of slipping in that area.
They're not doing it as they're not doing it as much. That, why do you think Colorado? They have all the talent in the world. They can outscore anybody. But why do they always lose? Because none of those guys back check.
Yeah, and you make a good point about the playoffs. It gets more into a defensive mode.
Yeah. And that's the difference, because in St. Louis, they're also used to back checking. They're not used to scoring, and that's why they never do it in the playoffs. It's like, because every team does it, you know, except the Penguins, who don't know how to play playoff hockey. But, you know, but that's
the difference. Well, also, you know, the other point you just made is that you can't just start doing it in the playoffs if you haven't done it all year.
Exactly.
Well, you won't know how to do it.
Yeah. So, Lindy, take a day when you're going to say, oh, should we do a morning? Should we do an optional? Do the full practice and get back to the basics, because I think I want to see Niemi. I want to see Dallas. I want to see Dallas, Chicago in the Central, in the finals of the Central. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
That'd be a great series.
That'd be a lot of fun. Yeah, sorry to everybody else. All right, everybody, we'll be back.
I have one huge announcement.
Go ahead.
KHL expanding to China.
Wow! Look at that.
How about that? I'm seeing Yao Ming in goal.
How big were his pads be?
They'd be huge, man. 7'5". No one's getting one past him.
No, you know, it's funny, is they'll probably, you think they'll cheat? They'll cheat at hockey?
Maybe. Yeah,
we'll have to drug test them. Yeah. No, it's the KHL, not the only. Yeah, KHL. So. That'd be good. Well, I wonder if...
I don't know why that was a huge announcement, but I just saw that and I thought, I got to mention something because it just seemed weird.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I guess, what's his name? Kovalchuk will now get to go to China and get some get some beef and broccoli.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, we're coming back with awards and tweets and all the good stuff.
All the good stuff right after this.
Right after this.
Hey, everybody. This is Joe Bartnick here for Puck Off. Remember to check out Pro Hockey News, the best website out there for hockey news. It's they have everything, the NHL, AHL, KHL, and all your junior coverage from every... If there's a puck dropped, they're covering it, and they're nice enough to even employ me. So check out my column on what happened to the Pittsburgh Penguins. What else you think I'd write about? Okay, folks. Go to the Pro Hockey News and tell them Joe sent you. Enjoy. All right, everybody, we're back.
We're back.
Tons of awards this week. Tons of awards.
I'm happy as long as Chad Johnson doesn't get the save of the week.
It is your call. It is your call. Well, we'll do the other ones first. We'll do the other ones. First of all, let's do a fantasy update. Fantasy update. Let's let Steve Winwood play a while this time. Dear Mr. Fantasy, play us a tune.
Gotta love traffic.
First of all, Varlamov is on fire. I've been changing my lines, and I'm still in last place.
What?
I'm trying now. Like now I'm kicking over catering tables in the locker room. Like this is I got a new computer.
There's no excuses.
It's like the GM. I'm spending to the cap.
You got
to
start.
There's no excuses. So
is Johnny beating you?
Yeah, Johnny's beating me.
What?
The hammer is
by like 5 points or 0.5 points, like wow. A half a point.
All right, like by that Price is Right thing, like I'm bidding 400 and Johnny's bidding 401. The Swedish Hammer, big fan in Chicago, is leading the way. He's got a nice lead. He's got a 4.5 lead on Claude Lemieux hat trick. So, I'm glad of that. Yeah, not your favorite team.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Others receive. Look at the great Jose Galvez is in fifth place, a reigning champion. He's 12 back. He's on the dance floor. John Scott making a run. F. John Scott's in ninth place now. And Jesus, I am just no good.
I can't believe Galvez has dropped.
Yeah, Galvez. He
won it all last year.
He won it all. But Johnny Bench is in 11th, and I'm rounding up. But I'm going to tell you, no excuses.
Come on, you got the new computer.
Yeah, no excuses there. So I got to step it up. There was almost a Mario. A guy scored in his first game, but not his first shift or first shot. And I forget his name right now. If I remember it, I will. I'll give it to you next week. There was no Claudes. There was no Bobby Probears. My dirtbag of the week. Goes to Ovi for calling out the Penguins whenever he is the original coach killer.
Right. You know, that's a good point.
I mean, I love Ovi, but yeah. I mean, you know, really, really Ovi. I mean, you're going to, you know, I don't know if you have a dirtbag.
Well, my dirtbag, and you know I love him.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe I'm making the dirtbag, but I think Oshie after that Bo Bennett hit.
Oh, you did not like that hit.
Yeah, because it put Bennett out.
Yeah, our buddy Bo from Pasadena.
Yeah. Come on, that's a Pasadena
Mr. Sunshine.
Kid. Yeah. He's out for 4-6.
Yeah, Bo is, and he was starting to play good.
And I'm an Oshie fan.
Yeah, you are. You're a big Oshie fan. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think it was the greatest hit. It wasn't a good hit. I mean, and Bo Bennett, I mean, you know, you're not running, you know, come on. You could have let Bo slide on that hit. But Bo is up with Chris. He's the only guy scoring on Crosby's. I guess Kunitz is getting assists, but Bo's putting the puck in the net. But he's done another tragedy. All right. We got three skirts of the week. Three skirts of the week. This one leads directly to the Oshie hit on Bo Bennett. Is Brian Dumoulin went over and chatted after the hit with Oshie. Now, Dumoulin, you're like 6'2". You like got 30 pounds. Just fight, Oshie. Jesus, we're that much of a bunch of clowns. We can't even fight when Bo Bennett gets hit. You're that much of a girl. You can't even drop the gloves and bury somebody. And so
stop right there. He gets the award.
Yeah. I mean, Brian Dumoulin, what are you, PK Subban? We need you on the ice? He went over. He got unsportsmanlike conduct. It was like, give me a break. That's terrible.
That's the award right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like to mention, because we have two good ones.
The other two. Okay.
Ekblad, our boy Ekblad in Florida, totally just lazy on the puck, let the great Patrice Bergeron just take it right from him.
That was lazy.
Just poor. And then you're going to love this. You're going to love this. The original. Why we have the award. Keith Yandel.
Oh, here we go.
Absolutely got taken to school by the great Johnny Hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. So Johnny Hockey back.
I love that. But my pick stands.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, come on, come over, you talk to him.
No.
And then support. It's like a delay of game. You're just wasting time there, Dumoulin. Just come on now. I mean, so here's our fights. Two fights this year. Gino and Bonino. So, way to go. Your DOs, I think here's the picks for the DOs. We have Korpakowski of the Oilers with the Mad Hatter to beat the New York Rangers. Rasmus Ruusulainen with the D-man hat trick, but they lost. He's a Saber. They lost to Calgary to keep Calgary's winning streak rolling. Then we have Corey Crawford went 3-0 last week with a .033 goals against and a .989 save percentage, two shutouts. My pick, those are three for you. My pick, as I'm going to say, is because he'll probably never get again, Dave Tippett, the coach of the Arizona Coyotes, the Desert Dogs. Because we're at Hanukkah, people, and the Arizona Coyotes are in the playoffs. And if you bet that, then let's go straight to Lachlan.
You know what, man? That makes it tough.
Yeah,
I was going to go with Korpakowski.
No, I mean, you know, go with. I mean, he's the player, but that, you know, go with it. You know,
but so. I agree with you on Dave. He, I mean, what an amazing job! Yeah. What an amazing job!
Yeah,
we never would have guessed that.
Never would have guessed that.
Tap of the stick to him. Yeah. But I got to go.
Tap of the stick to him because I mean, you know, it may by next week he could be in fifth place.
Yeah, yeah.
So give him his due. All right, now the saves of the week. I got a new notepad, and the lines are just a little bit smaller.
We're getting older. We can't see the...
So much harder. I'm like the goal judge that lights the lamp without it going in. All right, here we go. We have two player saves this week. We have McCann using his can for the Vancouver Canucks to stop Mr. Hayes of the New York Rangers. We have Hollerback, y'all. We love him from the Winnipeg Jets stopping Clarkson of Columbus. That was a big save. We have Toharski of Montreal stopping Darren Helm of Detroit. That was a huge save.
Boo.
Even though they lost, that was a great save.
Great save.
Now this is like the week of backups. The great Al Montoya of Florida stopping Johansson of Washington. That was the best save of the week. I don't know if you saw that one, but that was just a robbery. Quickie on Bonino of the Penguins and Perron of the Penguins. We have the Flower stopping Gabarick from Kopitar on the 2-on-1.
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah, I hate to see that, but yeah.
That was ridiculous. We have the great Jimmy Howard stopping Mr. Moore of New Jersey. And then two from Tampa Bay here. Another player won. Nesterov with his glove should have been a penalty shot, but he had his glove in the crease. And pulled, basically, he was over the line almost. No one saw it. He pulled it back to save the bacon for Mr. Bishop, because Mr. Bishop had a big save on our man crush Brandon Saad last night.
That's a lot to choose from.
Yep.
Let's see. I'm just glad he didn't put Chad Johnson in there.
Let
me see.
You got to. It's like SportsCenter. You have to earn the right to be on the set. You know, we don't give Buffalo all the airtime.
That's a tough one. There's a lot of good ones. I'm going to go with Flower.
Oh, that was all right. That was a great save, and Flower can enjoy your trophy or certificate from bed rest.
There you go.
From your concussion. Okay, some great goons this week. TNT, oi! I'm dynamite! Oi! TNT, oi! I'll win the fight! Oi! TNT, oi! I'm a power! Oi! Oi! TNT! Watch me explode! Some great, great, great goons. The aforementioned... Oshie running Bennett. You didn't like that hit. We have Bonino, only second Penguin fight of the year versus Chorney. And Bonino won the fight. Bonino had a clear knockdown. We have our old buddy Scotty Hartnell versus Callahan of Tampa Bay. A good scrap. We had our buddy Mr. Nolan of the LA Kings absolutely ran over our older buddy Chris Neal.
Right.
Jordan absolutely ran over Neal. And it was like a sad day in hockey because Neal didn't get up and retaliate.
Oh, that's sad.
Neal used to retaliate Neal would retaliate for something that happened 5 years ago.
I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know. Chris Neal's losing his edge. Here's something that we did not talk about. We did talk about the Thompson hit on Justin Falk. Carolina's playing better.
A little bit, yeah.
Justin Falk is a young rising star. Thompson, a terrible hit. This is a good one here. This is a real good one here. We had Zach Rinaldo, an original baboon from the Flyer organization, now playing for Boston. He absolutely ran Bickley. And then who steps in? Our old buddy Sean Thornton. Doing his old deeds in Florida. Nice to see Sean Thornton backing up his buddy
Thunder Thornton,
his buddy Brickley, who got ran by Ronaldo. Another crappy Ronaldo hit, obviously trained by the Flyers. Captain on captain warfare, Jamie Benn versus David Back. Back has been in like four scraps this year. Fun stuff. We had Gino versus Carter. That was really fun. Not the fight, but a couple of roughs, cross checks. Stick swings, just what you want to see. You want to see superstars going at it with passion. We had our Rick Jackman versus Shaw in a real fight. Never see Shaw fight too much. And then a real fun one here. Hatred, getting ready for the Ice Classic, the outdoor game. PK Subban and Brad Marchand swinging sticks at each other. Couple slashes.
They're getting ready.
Couple slashes. So a lot to pick from. Nothing, whatever. Your call.
Boy, that's a tough one. Bonino?
Bonino for the fight against Chorney with the knockout? Sure.
Yeah.
Take that one. Our second fight. Bring in Cassian. Trade Letang for
Cassian.
Letang for Cassian.
But that was a knockout.
even though it's waivers, I know. Save your tweets. I know it's flavors. All right, everybody. We'll be back with Johnny Bench in the tweets.
Yeah, tweets next.
Hey, everybody. This is Joe Bartnick here from Puck Off for Yulee's Tobacco Company. Yes, that tobacco company right in downtown Milwaukee at 114 West Wisconsin Avenue. Yeah, that's right there, right in the middle of everything. They got the best selection of cigars. They even do pipes. They have all the fancy lighters. They have really cool Christmas gifts, or if you're late for Hanukkah, if you're celebrating Kwanzaa, whatever you're going to do, or just buy something for yourself. They got the coolest staff in the world, the best cigars, and you can, if you're not in Milwaukee or if you're Chicago, drive up, man, catch an Admirals game. You can check them out at yulees.com. That's yulees.com. Go there, man. Smoke a pipe, smoke a stogie in there, relax. They got some cool whiskey available. Go in a private room. Tell them Joe from Puck Off sent you. That Yulee's Tobacco Company and yulees.com, yulees.com.
I don't even smoke cigars, but I love Yulee's. Why? Because they're number one in the world.
They are.
That's right.
A customer service.
Number one.
Customer service for being cool.
Yeah, they're cool.
I'm telling you. They're the coolest. I can't wait to get back to Milwaukee and to go catch an Admiral game. It's going to be fun. But just great people. I can't say it. I mean, if you're anywhere within 3 hours, it's totally worth the drive. If you love cigars, I mean, when you make Bill Burr and Paul Verzey go nuts. I mean, I love cigars, but I'm one of those guys, like, you know, it's like, I just like smoking cigars.
If Burr and Verzey like it,
yeah,
it's top drawer.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they know, they like, oh, like, they're like, they were pulling stuff out, like, they're like thinking, you know, it's like, they're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah, so check them out.
Gets it done.
Check them out. All right, Johnny Bench.
First tweet of the week goes to Larry. He wants to know, what do you think of the Daily Scuderi trade?
Trevor Daily Scuderi. We talked about it a little bit. I like the trade for both teams. I like the trade for the Penguins. I mean, I love Scud as a human being, but he's getting old. He can only play a little defense, and Daly moves the puck and he scores. You know, he can play a lot more minutes, and that's what we need. And I think Scuds will do great because Scuds will be there for game 7 on the power play versus Sagan.
Yeah, I like that trade for both teams.
You know, he'll take one in the face for the team. You know, Scuds is all about winning.
That's a good trade for both teams.
Yeah.
Tom Thompson is talking a little trash. He says, nice flip-flop on Kadri. Sounds like Scare of the Week should have been Jay Bartnik.
Oh, because we liked Kadri last week? Yeah, because he very rarely pulls out his balls, but he did last week. You're right.
He did.
Yeah. Tommy Thompson's a great fan. He's from Philly, and he's a good fan.
You gotta love Thompson.
We love Tommy Thompson.
Yeah.
Jacob wants to know, which would you rather have, a high power offense or stifling defense going into the playoffs?
I think we talked about that today. You know, defense seems to get it done in the playoffs. They say that in almost every sport, that defense takes over in the playoffs. And I think that's true in hockey for sure.
Would I rather have a state? I mean, I was just born and I was, you know, I'm from Pittsburgh, so I always take a high powered offense and lose in the first round.
Well, it's more fun to watch.
Yeah. What wins is a stifling defense.
Yeah.
But you asked me personally what I'd rather have. I'd rather have the offense than the offense, personally.
And last tweet of this week, Ryan Knowles is a converted 3-on-3 fan. Apparently, Gretzky said some stuff about 3-on-3. He said, I think it's one of the best things we've done in hockey in the last 20 years. It's exciting for the fans. I know some of the players sort of complain about it, but I think all in all, most players like it. I think it's fun for the game, and I think it's exciting. I think it's great to watch. And Ryan posted that, and he said, turns out I was wrong. If Mr. Gretzky says it's cool, it's cool.
You know what? First of all, Gretzky, who's he? No.
Steve Gretzky, my neighbor.
Oh, Steve, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Steve Gretzky. Okay.
Yeah. No, you know what? I have to agree with Ryan. Is it Ryan? Yeah. Yeah, Ryan's right. I'm the same way. I'm a convert. I did not like it. I didn't think it was a good idea at all. And now I like it.
Yeah, I was always for it just because I just love offense. And it, you get to see all the talent, and you get to see the goaltending talent from the amazing goaltending. And now it really makes the shootout seem weird. Doesn't it? You know what I mean? Before, now it seems like, oh, now I really don't want the shootout.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It turned out to be more exciting than I thought.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know what? You know why, too? Because, like, it seems like everyone just goes, because you can't, like, the, you know, you can't ruin it. Like, you know, the Captain Kangaroo, you know, Captain Kangaroo and like Tortorella and Claude Julien, all the guys that you think just want to play defense and just ruin hockey, you can't because there's just too much talent. You can't just play three defense. Like you can't say we're playing defense and we'll go to the shootout because there's too much talent. People get beat. So everyone has to go for it.
You got to go for it. Yeah.
That's what makes it.
I'm a fan now.
Yeah.
Was not.
You were on record as saying you didn't like it.
I stand accused.
The best is like about a month in was the Detroit announcer goes, you like 3-on-3? I thought so. I thought of you watching it.
Yeah.
Because you like it now? He literally said, you like 3-on-3 now? I thought so.
Well, he's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so fun to listen to the Detroit games.
Yeah, man.
All right. That's our tweets for this week. Follow us at Puck Off Podcast and just your tweets and your comments.
Yeah, get those tweets coming in, guys.
Yeah, one shout out to a fan. It was really cool. I forget, but he put a meme up. I think they're called memes, right, John?
Meme.
Oh, yeah. And he put the Masters up. You know how we call Letang for getting the green jacket,
right?
He from our podcast. He put a meme up that has like has a Letang winning the Masters. I should look. I'm gonna look him up actually because he's
that's good.
I'm gonna give him the shout out. Frazier, I listen a lot to KLOS. I thought this week's show was absolute. Oh, okay. His name is J.R. McLaughlin.
J.R.
So rocking. Big, a tap of the stick to J.R. McLaughlin. I thought your show this week was amazing at KLOS. And if people can go back and listen on iHeartRadio, the podcast, you should. Because he is Tom Dreesen, who, you know, no one was closer to Frank Sinatra than Tom Dreesen.
He was Frank's opening act for all those years.
Yeah.
And has the best stories in the world, doesn't he?
The best story. Then you had the guy from Oingo Boingo. It was just
Johnny Vatos. He was great too. And thank you for saying that, by the way. And then the great Barry Katz.
I was the show business manager. I was doing my set during that time. So
well, he's managed the biggest. You know.
Oh yeah,
Dave Chappelle, Dane Cook,
everybody. Was he Jay getting Moore. Into it? Was he dropping some dirt?
Names and dirt.
Oh.
It was really. Thank you for saying that. I enjoyed that show too, and so thank you.
Yeah. Who you got this week? Anybody?
Well, this week I have the great Brad Garrett.
No way.
Yeah. From Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh my God.
And then I also have Mr. Mark Maron.
Jesus.
So this week's show is going to be popping.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure I'm out and about on Sunday again because it's the best. You're driving home from a gig. It's like, there's Frazier.
Ah, thanks, buddy.
It's literally the only time I don't listen to hockey talk on my phone. And my headphones on.
Well, I'm glad I can.
You're on.
Glad I could give you a break there. You know, the thing is, it's like the 3-on-3, though. When I got put in that time slot, I thought I was getting buried and I was all upset about it. Now I think it's a great time slot because of what you said. People are coming home Sunday night.
All the traffic from Vegas, you should be number one.
They're all stuck in traffic on the 15, and everybody gets to hear it. So I'm real pleased with that time slot now. Yeah.
No, it's good. Well, it's fantastic. All right. Well, I'll be at Improv tonight, but it probably won't come out tonight. Flappers Wednesday, and then another show in Hollywood on Thursday. And then somewhere, I think I'll be at the Comedy Store, I think, this weekend for a gig. I'm not quite sure.
Oh, man, your stand-up is the best.
Oh, thanks.
If you get a chance, go see Joe Bartnick with his great stand-up.
And Frazier are available for private parties if you want us to talk hockey
actually.
And drink your beer.
We'll be glad to do that. And you know what? I'm, believe it or not, I'm with Oingo Boingo opening for them at the Whiskey-A-Go-Go, the world-renowned Whiskey-A-Go-Go Saturday night.
Wow, look at that.
That'll be interesting.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it should be.
The whisk. Yeah. Look at you.
Come on, player. That's the Doors, man.
Yeah. You're the new Lizard King.
I am. Well, we thank you for joining us. Really a fun show today. Appreciate all those Puck Off listeners. You guys are the best. For Joe Bartnick, this is Frazier Smith. We are
out.